America weekend.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We are joined by Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She is a research psychologist and psychoanalyst. And let's talk next, Dr. Birnbaum, about the case of Joyce Mitchell, the prison employee arrested in the alleged assistance to two convicted murderers as they cut their way out of prison. Now, this is one of those what is the end game situations. What was she thinking? How could she even believe for a minute that this could work out well?
Well, first of all, she gave herself away. When she ran to the hospital because she was nervous or whatever the reason was, obviously she was so distraught that she didn't know how to get out of it because this was a high-profile situation. So here we are again looking at her face, looking down. She already looks guilty. And then there's this love triangle going on. You have to understand, too, that what happened here? I mean, what's going on in her head, in her mind, that she's having a sexual, relationship with one of these men. And, you know, that's common, by the way. More women guards, more women who work in prisons have sexual relationships with these men than men, because obviously there are more men in there, but than men do. So, it's something that, again, you know, we're just figuring it out. But when people come to conclusions in the media about everything, we need to investigate how many more people were involved in this, because it definitely wasn't just her.
I'm intrigued about the alleged sexual relationship that Mitchell had with one of the two escaped prisoners. How do we get there? How do you go from the relationship of her being a prison employee to having a very intimate relationship with one of these guys? What are the factors that work into this, and how do we get there? I mean, she was married. I don't know if she was married happily. She's a grandmother. How does this become a sexual relationship?
Well, first of all, and I hate to say this because I'm older than her, but if you look at her, you see, she doesn't look so hot.
See, this is why we like having you on the show. You're honest and you tell it like it is. That's okay.
So, for these guys who are really not in a place to have any choices here.
And neither one of them were all that attractive either, let me just add.
So, yeah. But you're absolutely right. So here she was, and these guys who don't have easy access to anybody else compliment her, makes her feel good. Who knows? Maybe her husband wasn't paying attention to her. But what is also interesting is that she, at the end, said she loves her husband for fear of him.
Yeah.
So there you go. She was in a situation where somebody complimented her, made her feel good about herself. And she put herself in harm's way of helping them escape. What was she thinking? And there were other people there, too. So this lady who says that she has not that much to do with it, I'm sure she has more to do with it than she's admitting to, is if you look at her, the answer will come right to you. You'll understand the whole picture.
Now let's look at it from the other side, the thought process of the two escapees. Now, you talk about a diabolical plan here to be able to carefully craft this relationship with Joyce Mitchell to the point when she is willing to risk everything to provide them with hacksaw blades and everything else, and here's how you get out and what pipes you cut and everything else. How were they able to infiltrate Mitchell's mind and essentially train her and manipulate her to do exactly what they wanted and provide what they needed to get out of there in the first place?
You know, they had months and months of just sitting there thinking, what do they do all day anyway? So this was something they were plotting for a long time. And who knows how they got to kill these people? How do you, as a murderer, think? You know, it's a different mentality, a different mindset to trap somebody into a place where there is no one else around and do what you do. But that also creates a lot of thinking. And the fact that they haven't even caught them yet. So I guess they're not stupid.
Right.
I guess they have skills, but they don't have a certain values. They were not people who thought highly of themselves. You know, when we're talking about a bully, that's a lack in self-esteem. When you're talking about somebody killing somebody, Well, obviously, they have issues. So with that in mind, they're bright. Do you think you could have done this?
No, no.
How many people could have dug through these tunnels?
I can barely find my way to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's no way I'm going to be able to cut myself out of a maximum security prison.
What about finding my key? I mean, forget it.
We could talk about the simplest things with you as well. That'll be the next time we have you on. What is the psychological background as to why I can't find my car keys? So.
That's right, because maybe I'm just too overly whatever.
Analytical.
The phone's ringing and I'm going over there.
See?
And somebody's
saying
whatever there is.
It's a hard knock life, but we have to deal with it any way we can. Well, once again, it is always a pleasure to chat with her. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
You make it so easy.
I appreciate
always
that.
A pleasure.
That's very nice. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Vitamin B12? Harrison with you. Did you know that vitamin B12 deficiency happens to be one of the most common vitamin deficiency in America today? The reason is it may not be talked about so much is because the deficiency usually isn't recognized until it's progressed to anemia, among other things. Many older people become deficient in vitamin B12 because they don't produce enough digestive stomach acid, allowing for certain bacteria to steal B12 from protein in the digestive tract. Vitamin B12 deficiencies are linked to everything from repeating canker sores to children's spina bifida. But the good news? If you want to save a couple of bucks on vitamin pills, vitamin B12 is found naturally in organic eggs, non-pasteurized raw milk, wild fish, and organic meats. Of course, fairly cheaply at the grocery store still as a supplement. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Can you stand on one leg? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. If you've ever been pulled over for suspected intoxication, you'll probably be asked to walk a straight line, touch the tip of your nose, or stand on one leg. If you decide to participate in a field sobriety test, it should be performed in a well-lighted area on firm, level, clean ground. If you don't understand the directions, have the officer demonstrate what he means. If you fail the field test, you might be given a choice of a breath test, a blood test, or a urine test. Which should you choose? Stay tuned for the final verdict. A good defense attorney will tell you to choose the blood test because it's easier to fight than the breath test. But if you're in a hurry and you just want to get it over with, a breath test offers immediate results. And that's the final verdict.